This is probably not going to be easy as I hoped it would be. When we sang about the redeeming blood, I'm thankful for that this morning. None of you know about the sin that I got into. Born into a Christian family, a wonderful mom and dad that raised me in the church. I decided that I wanted to go another way, and I took a walk in sin, and there's no end to where the devil will take you. I'll tell you that. I'm living witness of that. But I finally strayed and strayed and knew for years that I was on a wrong path, and about a year and a half ago, they hauled me over to the Columbia Hospital. The doctors told me there, he said, I've been a doctor for 27 years and I've never seen liver enzymes as high as yours. Except by the grace of God, you're alive. You may have to go on a transplant list. That shocked me. And I laid there in the hospital bed and I told God, you know, if you'll get me back on my feet, from here on out, it's me and you. I'm going to honor you. They put me in the hospital, and they put me on fluids. And they got me straightened out, and my enzymes returned to normal. Within 3 days, I was home. I told God, I said, you help me. Now I'm going to honor you. And I have, but I had another battle. I was fighting tobacco. And I'm not here to condemn anybody that smokes. I don't do that. But I was trying to read my Bible and pray and talk to God, and there was this thing that just seemed to hinder me day after day after day. I love to get up in the morning early and go out and sit on my back porch and have my coffee and a cigarette. And I was so addicted to them. I've seen times when I'd go without gas from my vehicle or food to eat to buy my cigarettes. Well, I decided one Saturday evening, laying in bed, that I wasn't going to get too far with God unless I laid him down. Because he wanted me to do that. I don't know about you. And I decided on a Saturday night, laying in bed, I'm done. And I laid there for a while and thought, and this little thought come to my mind, what are you going to do when you get up in the morning to have your coffee and your cigarette? I thought, boy, that's going to be tough. Laid there a little while, and I thought about it, and I think the Holy Spirit showed me something. He told me. I had a little testament there by my bed. Something said, put that in your pocket, and when you go out in the morning to have your cigarette, you reach in there and pick it out and just open it up and start reading. Doesn't matter what you read, just read. And every time from now on you want a cigarette, you do that. And I did it. And you know what? It worked. God delivered me from another bad habit. He's delivering me from alcoholism, other sins I won't mention. But God has redeemed me. And this morning, I'm not perfect. I've got some mountains in front of me, but you know what? I've got a God that loves me, and I'm going to serve him till I die. Thank you for letting me share this with you.